Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am your host, Grand Admiral Sal, and with me is your other host, Grand Admiral Lizzie.
Yeah, hello.
And Grand Admiral Axel.
Thrawn.
Oh, Thrawn, Thrawn! Grand Enoch, Captain Enoch Axel.
Look, Enoch, he's me. He's serious. He's not sad. He's serious.
Okay, I'm sorry, but out of this episode, Enoch is not you. I'm sorry.
Look, Enoch. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't get to be Enoch this episode. I'm sorry. If he was introduced in another episode, you know, we gotta.
I hope he doesn't die.
Well, we'll see.
I hope he.
Kind of want
to. Like, becomes an actual character and doesn't just die.
We'll see.
But I hope he doesn't pull a Wade from Kenobi. Wade. That's what I hope happens.
Oh, Wade. Here's
Wade.
The good thing.
Do you remember Wade?
If he does die. They can always go back and tell all these stories about how Enoch was on Peridia hunting Nadi and Ezra's and stuff.
I think Enoch almost killed Ezra. That's what I think happened.
You think
like
so?
Multiple times.
I don't think so, dude.
I think so. If you've seen his face, he's a gladiator.
Yeah.
I think Enoch has a lightsaber.
I don't think he.
I think Enoch has
a lightsaber.
I think
there's a reason Ezra's doing just fine out there. Anyway, guess what we're going to talk about today?
Your mom
watches Rebels and Ahsoka. We're going to talk about Rebels in Ahsoka, episode 106, Far, Far Away.
I can't believe they did that.
You didn't like it? Did you like it?
I liked it, but I just can't believe they did that.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was good. What do you think about Hu Yang doing it?
You mean Hyang?
Sure.
Hu Yang.
I have never heard anybody in the show be like, Hyang! Nope. Anybody? Is that it?
Who's who? Oh, yeah. C-3PO.
I mean, I like Hu Yang. Mm-hmm. I like when he gives people advice and people don't follow it and then everything goes badly.
He told you all to stay together.
But I don't know. I'm trying to think of how, like, as a start, they get there.
They're like in the ship and they're like on the way there and he's like, you know. I think she says something like, you know, can you believe it? Like, yeah, I remember the Purrgil from those stories he used to tell me. And he's like, ah, yes, the history of the galaxy. Volumes 1, 2, or whatever. You know, would you like me to tell you one of those? Nah, but whatever. Sabine went by willingly. That's not true. She would never. Except she did. Well, she probably had a good reason then. I couldn't train her in time. She made a bad choice. Perhaps it was the only choice. Well, tell me a story anyway. A long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
I was worried that they were going to go into the story and then completely avoid the show.
Again?
Like, I thought they were going to go like, okay, we're going to a filler episode and we're doing a story now.
How dare you with the filler episodes? Look, it's just because...
It is. It's called what it is. Just because it's good or bad still... a filler episode.
I disagree. I believe I these
too.
Things are like important to the story.
Yeah, like,
for
like,
instance,
the stuff
like
is
if
actually
you were
to
say
Ahsoka's
a whole story.
I think the last episode was important to Ahsoka's story.
Absolutely.
I didn't say the last episode was a filler.
But you meant it in the definition
that you give that it did not advance the plot forward. I would take that as the definition.
But you're the one saying that the last episode was a filler episode.
No, you're the one implying
I'm saying
it.
It's not.
Okay, I didn't even talk about the last episode.
Lizzie, our mom's a lawyer.
Okay.
We still don't get paid. Anyway, continue. So, about Hu Yang?
Oh, nothing.
I love that Hyang. I love that Hyang is just so brutally honest. He's like, hey, Sabine, you are the worst person to become a Jedi.
The only time you are wasting is your own.
I didn't like that one. Made me really upset.
No, that was the best one. That was
no, because like I get that a lot, you know.
That's fair.
No, it's not fair.
No, then you should stop wasting your own time.
Today I got home and did my homework. Okay. And look, I don't have anything to do. Like I did my chores.
There's always plenty to do. It's okay. It's okay. Anyway, speaking of things to do, if you have nothing to do, maybe you can go check out theroguerebels.com. Go like our Facebook page, hit us up on all socials at The Rogue Rebels.
We're working on some really cool character concepts. Number one, Vile Heavy. Can't wait for that one to come out. And post it, and then we'll talk to Marcus and be like, yo, what you think about this? And he'll be like, oh, that's cool, buddy.
And then on Twitter, we're The Rogue Rebels. We're Rogue Rebels fans.
Literally what he is. He's a heavy dude. He's literally heavy.
Whom?
Vile.
Vile?
Basically,
Mega Man X?
Yeah, I've been replaying those games. They're really good.
I'm very happy.
And they're hard, and they suck, and I hate them, but they're so good.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, but it's hard. But I overcame a challenge.
That's good.
Remember, I think this was 2020 or 2021, where I was just screaming and raging because the very first Sigma stage, there's like these landing platforms that you have to make, mm-hmm. and enemies are attacking you. But I bypassed it yesterday.
Congratulations.
You gotta use like the torpedoes so they just like home in and kill them before they ever like get close to you. Because if they like hit you, they like knock you off and you die.
Got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations on overcoming challenges. It's a thing in life we all face.
Yeah, bro.
So what else can you do?
Do you have any homework?
Hit us up at. No, that's it, right? We did the Rogue Rebels, roguerebels.com. All right, so I guess let's continue in the episode. Hu Yang is telling stories, and he's like far, far away. I guess some people got mad that they were like, "Oh my god, he did the like thing that they do the thing." I thought it was cute.
I like when movies and shows do the thing. Like every time they're
it
like,
can be cheesy.
Well, but no, but I don't like think this I love was cheesy it. To I me. Think it's so funny because if I'm like with the person, I'm like, "You said the thing." Even in Beauty and the Beast, they're like, Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, oh, they said the thing.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, good times.
That's what we should be singing in choir.
Tale as old as time?
Yeah. Oh. We're singing like Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Oh, that's a pretty good one too.
No, but like Beauty and the Beast is cool.
Oh, you like Beauty and the Beast better?
Actually, no, Aladdin is like Ezra.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's see. So, I don't know. There was a nice little intro of them just traveling and they get there and all that good stuff. And, you know, I'm still looking at her.
They get space sick, right?
No. Well, I mean, maybe some people do.
Can someone get space sick?
I think so. I don't think Ahsoka does.
Well, obviously. Like, people that have done it for a long time. But, like, I don't know.
Like, I'm trying to think of it now. Because now I'm trying to think of, like, have I ever, like, I feel like it's a thing that's been addressed, but now I'm not so sure. Like, I can't think of the specific thing to be like, ah, yes, in issue 4 of Shattered Empire, etc. Like, now I can't give an actual thing, and now I'm second guessing myself. I feel like it's been addressed in canon, but I cannot recall the specifics. So maybe address this to, King Tom. Or Rick V or Star Wars Explained.
Was it not in... Did they not mention that at all in... what's it called? Red Blade? No, right?
Hmm. Not that I recall. I
feel
that
like I've heard it before. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Sabine's all caught and like imprisoned. In prison.
In prison.
Balin's face looks so funny.
Balin?
Yeah, remember when his face is like in the triangle?
Oh.
The window.
The little triangle window. Okay. And then they come out and it's like a whale graveyard.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was a little sad, but kind of cool and crazy looking.
My thing is like, why, like, they're the ones killing them, right? Or is
no,
it just
No, they said
like,
that that's where they go to die. It's like their last
stop.
The end of their migration or whatever like that. Like, so it's a graveyard.
Do you think that Purgle died when Ezra... Do you think Ezra sent that whale to his death?
Like, well, when no, they go not... there?
Yes.
I don't think so.
They don't immediately die. It's just I know, but go do you think
he, like,
die.
He, like,
yeah,
killed himself that. There or something?
No, I think they just, like, went there and left them there. Because even then, like, even when, like when Ahsoka shows up later, don't they, like, oh, I don't know.
I'll they just leave. Later.
Yeah, right? They're shooting away. At him, and they're like, bye.
They don't just, like, die on screen right. immediately.
So they get there, and, like, we're all waiting, because, like, now they're there, and we're here at this place, and we're like, okay, we're here at Peridia, and they get off, and there's, like, Night Sisters. What did you guys think of, like, the mothers, the great mothers?
They looked so cool. Like, they're they were horrifying. Out. Yeah. Like, they look like the nun. Like, just
the oh, like the scary movie? I didn't watch that.
I didn't either. I watched, like, Insidious. Not
but they
Insidious,
looked like it.
Like, The Conjuring? What was it? I don't remember. It was, like, one movie with, like the classic one of the horror movies. And it wasn't The Nun.
None of those are classics.
But it had The Nun in it.
Those
Insidious?
Post 2000 movies.
It was, like, I don't know.
Thank you, Chris.
But it was pretty good.
What about. I don't know. I thought they looked really cool. They looked really scary. Their makeup was cool. And they're, like, all. Like, the wind is blowing and their, like, little robes and stuff is blowing all in the wind. So, like, they did mm-hmm. the kind of, like, you know, the Mother Talzin had this kind of crazy headdress and, like, these, like, things that came out of her shoulders that, like, they did, like, it didn't look silly, but, like, the wind blowing kind of gave that effect. If that makes any sense?
I you don't like their eyes. Silly? Their eyes are just black.
Like, I thought in live action it could be silly, because, like, remember Mother Talzin? She has those things on her shoulders.
Oh, you're saying it could have been silly.
And, like, it kind of, like, it's not like it's blowing in the wind, it just is always moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she has, like, four of those little things that come out, and they just, like move yeah. around. So I thought, like, if they try to do that in live action, it could look weird.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't That's do that. Fair. But they had the, like, the wind constantly blowing them. It gave that effect of, like, the movement all around them without looking silly, I guess is what I'm saying.
Mm.
That was cool. That was rad. And then they're like, where's Thrawn? And they're like, hold on. Everybody chills. And then they also, like, they use little spheres, again, with their spherical devices to capture. They're like, you smell like Jedi or whatever. And then they, like, take her to prison. Sabine.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the face she makes. She's like, hmm? Me? That was cute.
Yeah, I like the sass that she gave. But I thought it was interesting because, like, she hasn't seen Thrawn in so long. I would have had a heart attack and been like, oh, it's Thrawn. Like, it would have made sense because they're all like, oh my god, Thrawn's back, Thrawn's back. But, like, to actually see Thrawn. And, like, I don't know. She's definitely been in the same room as him.
I don't know.
But, like, super vulnerable.
No, I don't think she has. I think the only one who was in the same room with them was Ezra and Hera.
Hmm.
Like, because Hera, remember, like, that whole Ryloth episode? Where, like they meet? Ah, this is Hera Syndulla. What are you talking about, Thrawn? Like, that she's just a Twi'lek. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
So, like, they meet face to face. And then she blows up her house. And then, like, Ezra's also there, but he kind of gets knocked out in the beginning. And then, like, Ezra also meets him later when he surrenders. But I don't think anybody else, like, I think the closest she gets to him is when she steals that TIE fighter. When he's like, what's going on over there? And, like, Ezra's shooting and falling over boxes and stuff.
Hmm. I don't know. Well, it would still be scary whether she met him or not. But I like that she did the Sabine thing where she just kind of keeps her cool.
Yeah.
And is just sassy the entire time.
I don't know if she's intimidated by him.
I
mean, it definitely didn't seem like it, right?
I feel like I would be. I feel like she is, but maybe she doesn't want to show it.
Yeah,
show
that's
it
fair.
Like she does with all of her feelings.
Or I guess let's put it this way: if I was Thrawn, I would be intimidated of her. I'd be like, oh,
well,
no.
I personally would. I'd be intimidated by Ezra. Ezra's the one that like got him out of there.
Right, but like they were all the same kind of team who all like together outsmarted him. I know Ezra's an important piece, but still. Yeah, well, anyway, he's not here yet. Mm-hmm. Balin and Sheen, like, walk out to the side, and he's like, well, like, these things that happen again, the rise and the fall of the Jedi and the Empire and the Republic and this and this and that, I'm going to bring an end to the cycle. And she's like, what? Why? And they say something about, there's, like, a cool little conversation they have about, like, you know, where they're like, Ezra, you know, she's going to find out. Oh, she's breaking his word, or, you know, Thrawn's going to break the word. And he's like, well, no, like, da 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 da, we're going to find him. And then he says something about, like, so what is he? He's a Jedi like me? And he's like, no, he's like, you know, these people that weren't trained in the temple, these Boken Jedi. Oh. Do you know what a Boken is?
No.
Do you know those wooden training swords that I have?
Yes.
Those are called Boken.
Oh.
So, like, the idea is that these Jedi who weren't really trained by, like, Jedi in temples, they're, like, you know, they're not real Jedi almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, by that logic, like, oh, they weren't, like, really trained. They're, like, these offshoots that are, like, kind of sort of trained, but not really, you know? And, like, in all fairness, I guess, Kanan is barely a knight himself, right?
Yeah.
But excuse me, he was knighted in season 2. But, you know, like, that's,
I feel
like
he's the only person that knows that, though.
That's the logic that he's going with. You know, oh, I just thought it was a really interesting term. And, like, I thought it was cool because I like Boken. And then, like, fair. Interesting.
Well, if you like those, you should watch the show Blue Eyed Samurai.
Oh, yes, you keep talking about this.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really good.
What you need to do is start reading stories about Miyamoto Musashi. That's the business. That fool was like an unschooled samurai fighter that was defeating like schools of people with a boken. They were like, don't you have like your honor sword? Nope. I just got this.
But that's not true. He was a rabbit.
Samurai has a female lead.
Who? What?
I was like, but Blue Eyed Samurai has a female lead in it.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
We ain't got that.
You know.
Let's see what else we got. So Thrawn finally shows up, right? Axel, you've been excited about Thrawn returning for a while.
I have.
So was his arrival everything you had anticipated?
It was cool. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be scarier, but it was cool.
Okay. The troopers.
He's not a scary person.
The troopers look rad.
Thrawn's terrifying, dude.
That's like, what I said. I'm not physically threatened by Thrawn, I guess.
Well, maybe you mean like they could have introduced him a little more scarily? I don't know.
I mean, he had a cool introduction. They're all like, Thrawn. Thrawn, the music starts, he like slowly walks out on the thing, they're all turning around. We see Captain Enoch turn around with his gold face. Like, he has a pretty cool introduction.
I wasn't gonna lie, I kind of was like, there's no way that's Ezra. Like, obviously it wasn't Ezra, but I was like, I think it was when the part when they were like, oh, when Thrawn's like, what is he saying? Like, oh, Ezra's here. And, like, I thought...
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it turns to him, and I was like, wait, what? And then he was like, he pulled out a map of the world, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought he was going to take off the mask, and it was be like, Ezra, he's here.
Yeah, I don't know. I, like, was so happy that... somebody tweeted, this is another, like, tweet that came out that was really funny that somebody put, and they were like, oh, you know... Thank you so much for, like, revealing Ezra and Enoch in the same episode. I couldn't take a whole week of people being like, that's Ezra. That's probably Ezra under there. You know, otherwise people would have been doing that for a week.
Like, dude, Morok is Starkiller. Morok is Ezra.
Starkiller dead, then. Farewell, Starkiller. I thought the reveal of Thrawn was dope. I thought the music was dope. And then even, like, towards the end and stuff, it, like, dipped back into the familiar, like, Thrawn theme. Because it was, like, different this time. It was still, like, the same giant pipe organ, whatever. But it was, like, duh, instead of, like, nah, 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 like it was before. But then they sort of dip back into it at the end throughout the episode, I heard. Good job, Kiners. You go, Kiners.
I was going to say, I was on Discord like an hour ago, and I was looking for like some Star Wars Rebels like gifts on the on Discord. And I was like looking, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Oh, it's Chopper. And then there's one of Sabine, and it's just like, times like these, I really wish I had a jetpack. And I'm like, when am I going to use that in a conversation? Like, I don't know. I like, maybe in a funny moment, I was like, I don't know how to use that gif. I thought it was funny.
But when you do,
it'll be ready.
It'll be ready in the holster. So like Thrawn comes out and he has the like, what was once a fleeting dream has now become a frightening reality for those who may oppose. Like, and then he comes and hits you with like a whole last line. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you've been waiting 10 years to say that shit.
Monologue.
Sir, you've been sitting here on this planet for 10 years.
He's like, asking the witches, how are they going to react? Okay, are they going to say that? Okay, well, I'm going to say it.
I get to walk out and say the cool thing that I thought up. But it was still pretty rad and pretty awesome. He looks good.
I thought he
looks cool. He looks like him. He sounds like, I mean, it's him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, if they couldn't get him to do it, I just needed the voice. Like, I would hope that they would find a guy who's really good at lip syncing and, like,
right.
They could do the voice.
If you look at his costume, like, you can see it's like worn. Mm-hmm. Like, so it like he looks like nice and everything, right? But if you like look, like you can see around the buttons, torn. It's like a little bit like
sewing frayed. It at night.
You know what I mean? So it's like he takes care of it, but it has been 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So I like that, like those little kind of touches. All the night troopers
crew is scary.
Look rad.
Yeah.
And like everybody's like, what's going on with them? And I'm like, they're like Night Sister wrapped for some reason. I don't know, but it's cool. And they have kintsugi on their helmets. It's rad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They just look cool.
They're scary.
So then he's like, yeah, you can go. That's when Sabine and him have their face to face. I love like the whole best thing, not about this episode, but definitely about that scene is when she's like, well, if you're alive, I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
You know, because he's like, we'll inform you, but it is dangerous out there. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like Thrawn's pride taking hits.
I really like the nice troopers.
Which ones?
They're not night troopers, they're nice troopers.
Oh, because they give her a howler and a.
Yeah.
Her weapons like, back and stuff.
Hey, bro. Die well.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's what Enoch says, right?
Yeah.
Die well. Very so gladiatory, nice. Gladiator kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
Shadows and dust.
It's interesting though, because I mean, can I spoil? I mean, it doesn't really matter, right?
I guess.
I mean, like in the next few episodes, you find out that they're kind of like dead, and they've just been put together with Night Sister magic.
I don't think that's true.
No.
I don't think they're dead until they get like. I think some of them are like the Death Troopers. I think are dead, like long dead.
So you don't think he is?
I don't think. Well, I don't know. No, he talks.
So.
So specifically, I don't think he's dead for sure.
What if they can just talk?
The other ones don't seem to.
And Ezra killed all the Death Troopers.
Yeah,
remember?
The Death Troopers were very much like, ah.
That's true.
So I don't think.
But maybe because of all that, that's why he says die well, because some of his boys are dead.
I think it's like a savage land sort of. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
and I think it's all of the above.
Because people were saying this, like, when the episode came out, they thought that the troopers were zombies. And at the time, I specifically was pushing back on that because Thrawn is like, well, like, because they were like, aren't you going to send troopers to back them up or something? And he's like, well, we have, like, reserve. We've lost a lot of troopers lately, so no. And then I was like, well, if the troopers are dying and he's afraid of losing more to dying, then, like, they're not undead. Because if he was then he wouldn't be afraid of people.
But also the Night Sisters aren't there to, like, maybe it's like a Bluetooth thing. They can't reach to keep... To keep them alive.
Yeah, but then they could always just bring the bodies back or go out there and like, la 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 la, and like bring them back. And then it would be fine. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, he's worried about these people living. So that means he's not gaining power from their death. Or it makes a big difference. That was, and then I think I was kind of proven right. Because, like, they get struck down, and then they bring them back. And it's, like, to hold off those people in the moment. Mm-hmm. And also, they have to, like, do it the whole time. Like, they have to keep invoking the magic or whatever. You know, like in Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. Like, they were doing that spell, like, the whole time, and that's what was, like, bringing them back.
That's true.
And it's sort of the same thing in Fallen Order. You know, so I was like, okay, they can't just, like, I guess, whatever they did, I thought they might have done things like they did with, like, Savage Opress. How he was just, like, enhanced. He wasn't undead. Yeah. They were just like, make him buff!
That's so silly.
Cool. Grow strong.
Enhanced.
Yeah. Savage or maybe 2. Even, 0. Like, yeah. Maybe even, like, Maul, how they're just like, eh, replace his feet. Yeah.
It was interesting, though. But, yeah, they give her a big rat.
Yeah. Ride. Rat wolf thing called a howler. And she rides it out, and it leads to, like, what I think it might be the best shot in this series. Which is, like, her going, like, no, you left me, and, like, you abandoned me, jerk. And it's like,
ooh, yeah, because she gets in a fight and he, like, runs away.
Yeah.
Scared.
And then she has a really cool fight scene where she's, like, blasting people for a minute and using her Beskar. And then she, like, busts out the lightsaber and, like, smokes these bandits. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the thing comes back and she's like, you left me, you jerk, you coward. And he's like, And then she, like, walks away and the shot is just her walking away. And then it's like, following her.
I think it's cute.
It was very cute. I liked it a lot. I like her, like, little half poncho. She gets a little cool poncho kind of deal. And that reminded me very much of that piece of Grant Griffin art when, like, Rebels first came out. And he gave her, like, a poncho. And I was like, ooh, we should make that, like, a thing one day and, like, actually do it. It's good to see Sabine finally in a poncho. Mm-hmm. That we could make happen.
And then you can hide all the armor underneath.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Cosplay secrets.
Cosplay secrets. Let's see. She goes, the thing finds a rock, and then the rock is a little dude in a nice little fancy hobbit clothes.
So, looks like a rock, but mixed with, like, a little turtle, but also, like, he's wearing, like, little lad clothes.
Yeah.
And then he's also, like, looks like an oyster.
Yeah, like a crab or something, like, with a shell, like, you could maybe
come out of. I say oyster because of the shape of his shell. Is oyster like? But it doesn't
close. Don't oysters have two sides?
Well, yeah, but it's still an oyster. Like, if you shuck an oyster, like, they always leave the oyster shell out with the little thing on it.
I feel like a crab, because he just has one side. Like a hermit crab just goes all in the thing.
Sides, though.
No, but they, like, they just go into the one piece of a shell, and then they go out of it. Like, I feel like oysters have two sides, and it closes. But that's just me. Somewhere between a turtle and a crab is what I see.
That's fair.
But, like, his little like, over-the-garden-wall outfit. yeah. That was cool. And then he, like, recognizes her little armor piece, and then she's like, oh, if you've seen this, you know Ezra. Like, maybe, and then he has his little, like, species language. It was very cute.
Yeah, it was cute. I like his little outfit.
Yeah, like, all, I mean, we get to their little village, and they're all cute, and the baby is, like, cute. There's a baby, of course.
Yeah.
It's
tiny.
Yes.
Even tinier than them.
But its eyes are, like, bigger. It's, like, unreasonably adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Baylan and Sheen are out again, and they're like, he's like, listen. Something calls here. Don't you hear it? Something stirs here. Don't you feel it? Or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they find bandits or something. And he's like, no, the enemy of our enemy is our friend. For now. And she's like, nah, let's smoke these foot. Nope.
Okay. Yeah, she's very eager. And I really like their dynamic. obviously it's just Master and Apprentice, but like there's something there where I can't tell if it's like he tries to see her as a daughter, or maybe he's trying to like, maybe it's a whole thing where he's like, I didn't get trained fully. I'm gonna train you fully in what I know and blah blah blah. I don't know.
Well, but he also says that he trained her like to be something else, something more, something better, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because like, what does she say? He's like, oh, these Boken Jedi, like da da da, like me. And he's like, no, I trained you to be something else, like. And like, I'm still wondering what that is and what that means. Like, clearly he's after something else, and clearly he's not a like he was a Jedi. But he's not a Jedi. Like, what does he say? He's like, do you miss it? The Jedi, the temple. And he's like, I miss the idea of it. Not the weakness that it was or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? So he's after something. And he says something about, like, I'm going to end the cycle of, like, this rise and fall and power and da-da-da-da. You know? So I'm still, like, fascinated by what it is that he's after specifically. And he even say, he's like, the Night Sister, the Great Mother's being here, confirms it. So this is the place. Da, 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 da. This is something is calling to me. Da, 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 da. Of like what exactly that means. And I think like we get kind of ideas of it, but I think it's still really open to interpretation. Still really interesting.
I have no idea what he's after, what he's trying to do. So I have no comment.
Yeah.
I'm but just he's, like, I guess we'll see.
Like, this whole time I've been like, what is it? Why does Thrawn hold power? Remember? And I kept saying like, why is it so important that, and now it's clear that he doesn't care about Thrawn. He wants to be here. Like, he didn't come here to find Thrawn. He came here to find whatever this power is that calls to him or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that at least solves half of the mystery. Okay, good. It's not Thrawn that gives him this for some or for others. Da, 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 and then for some, for us, power, unlike those you've imagined or whatever. So, it's not Thrawn that has the power. It's this place.
Hmm.
So. No. Yeah.
Meaning. I am. Not that I don't think about it, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know how to create my own thoughts on the place and like certain people, like his intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fairly educated. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, I'm gonna roll with it and wait.
Yeah.
Be patient. Wait to see what is gonna happen.
Fair.
But also, they're stuck later. But like, they're just like, what is it? Well, that's my thing. Like, what are they gonna do? So I just have to wait. I can't even think of a thing that I, like, I can't even think of a reason, you know? I don't know. I'm a little dumb. Well, I'm not dumb. I'm just not creative. I don't know. I don't know what the thought is about that. But I do still like his character, and I'm still interested in it, and whatever we see about him. I'm trying to think. Especially because they're not like Ezra. And they do not make friends with oyster crab turtle people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is obviously doesn't mean like they won't survive without them, because there are obviously bandits and stuff. Which brings me to my next question. Like, are there civilizations there or no? Or is it just people that are abandoned? It's
like a little bit of a feudal kind of, like, this whole world feels like something out of Willow. For lack of a better, like, that's the vibe I get, but maybe that's because I just watched this really cool series that was on Disney Plus called Willow.
So
it's like this sort of like medieval magical fantasy world. That's what this feels like, right? There's witches, there's towers, there's these little creatures and bandits and wolves and stuff like that and magic. And that's why I'm going to say the thing that I've kind of been like waiting on is that, like, the one thing that this series has done well is that nothing Star Wars has done for me for quite a while, it's given me a sense of wonder. Like, in the sense of that, like, you know, when A New Hope was released in theaters in 1977, nobody had ever seen anything like that, and spaceships and lasers, it was entirely unlike anyone had ever seen, and that's why it kind of took the world by storm or whatever at that time. Yeah. Nowadays, there's like cheap movies on like whatever streaming service you own. There's like 10 of these cheap movies that all have laser blasters and spaceships and whatever, right? Like, it's not a rare thing to see it anymore like that. Like these sort of fantastical alien worlds, but like George Lucas always said, it wasn't sci-fi, it was science fantasy. And so like taking those elements and sort of reintegrating that, like, and I think that's where the like, oh, this is another galaxy things come in, to where if they were like, oh, Thrawn's from the unknown region, though, we have to go to the unknown regions, I, as a Star Wars fan who like thinks he knows everything, would have been like, oh yes, I read 11 books about the unknown regions, I'm quite familiar. Oh yes, Beyond the Wild Space, yes, I have 6 books about that, and I know what, like, they can always invent something else, right? Like, Luke was at this place that was like off the map, but for all intents and purposes, that could have been another galaxy. You know, like, it doesn't matter the label that they gave it, but the label of another galaxy shuts people like me up to be like, I actually don't know what that is. It could be anything. And it makes me like wonder again in a fresh new way and see Star Wars in a new light and see like this world that they're exploring feels unfamiliar in a way that Star Wars hasn't felt in a while. Because I've been immersed in Star Wars since I was like a kid. And so like so many of the things that they pull on and pull from are things that I've already seen, even if it's a new story. Like you can watch Andor, or I can watch Andor and be like, oh sweet, yeah, that's the Death Star. Oh yeah, cool, an Imperial prison, I've seen one of those, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like so many of the stuff is familiar, but they're like taking that and twisting it, and it feels unfamiliar in a way, but it still feels like Star Wars to me. And it also pulls on the fantasy thing.
Keeps you on your toes.
But it also gets away from the like, you know everything, and the facts and the like, I don't know, Wikipedia of it all. Like of people that just are like, well, I know this and I know that, and I already read the books about Thrawn, so I know exactly what's going to happen. Like, you can look at this and be like, yeah, he didn't know any Night Sisters in the book. I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah, this is crazy. Okay, now we're riding wolves. It just like the world seems like fresh and unexplored, and like the distance and the isolation, it all feels new, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm trying to think of how that made me feel. I kind of almost like the Bendu, because that was kind of unexpected for this creature to show up in Star Wars Rebels, and then suddenly it's like a, not really a master, but he's kind of teaching people, but he's kind of not. Mm-hmm. And then also he's like kind of light side, kind of dark side. He's the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like just bringing in new, I don't want to say content, but like new things. Things that, like you said, a fan can't really imagine. They just imagine like the same things that they've read or they've seen or watched or heard. But like, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I hope they continue to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just that these shows lately have been just wandering off, like, what Star Wars usually is. Like, kind of like even Andor. Like, while it was Star Wars, it was very, like, I don't know, to me, how I describe it is, like, dark and real. Mm-hmm. And pretty close to home as of, you know, real life, like, while Star Wars in a whole is always, like, close to home in real life, this one is, like, in your face. Like, this is bad, mm-hmm. and this is what's happening, and this is how it connects to IRL. But anyway, I like the shows that are coming out. I mean, Ahsoka's pretty good. I even going to new planets that we've never heard of or, you know, seen. I mean, there's the unknown regions, and then, like you said, like, the unknown regions is unknown. You can put literally anything over there.
Right. I have seven books about it. So, like, it's not all the way unknown if you pick up it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Even people like me, this is something cool that can shut us up.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. It's like they just gave themselves a whole new canvas of, like, stuff to pull from and do with the unknown regions.
And the other thing I'm saying is, like, this could have been the unknown regions. Like, it doesn't matter what the label is. All the label does, like I said, is take people like me and be like, no, even you don't know this.
Okay.
Like, and I like that. Like, that's, like, I don't know. It's like a weird thing. But all, like, it's not just that, because, like, they could have, like, and then I guess technically this is just another planet, right? It doesn't seem to act any differently. Gravity works on it. You know, Ezra can use the Force or whatever. So, like, it's not, like, things don't exactly work different here. It's just isolated, but it feels alien, and it feels isolated, and, like, I don't know, that just adds to, the like, the mystique of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. I thought it was really cool. I love that we're, like, diving into the origins of the Night Sisters. Which is not a thing that I expected from this series.
I like the Night Sisters. Anything that has to do with the Night Sisters, I love it. I
always have.
Yes. Number one fan of the Night Sisters. They can do no wrong in my head.
So I was explaining to Axel that in the Legends books, Thrawn was teamed up with a Jedi named Jarus Kaboth, and that was his, like, mystical pal to help him out. And now he's teamed up with Night. So it's like, kind of like a little similar to Legends, but, like, not really. So
I think it's cool because, like, he's scared. Like, whether, you know, people are like, Thrawn is so cool, he can't predict everything. Right. And he knows that now. Like, obviously he knew that before, but he knew how to predict what couldn't be predicted, but predicted it, you know? So, but now with this, like, with Ezra and everything that happened, he's, like, trying to be extra cautious of these things that could happen.
Well, I like the, like, there is his weaknesses, which is, like, politics and, like, unpredictable people, which is his Ezra, and sometimes rebels, you know. He's like, ah, yes,
sometimes
of course,
his they own will come to help too.
You. Aha, they will, yeah. You know, and I like that half of the, like, what I see as the frustration of Thrawn in, like, Star Wars Rebels.
I feel like that all, like, the time.
If only this was my Chiss commander, they would have not made such a foolish mistake.
Like, yeah. I mean, even in this, like, where they're like, you're not sending people? And he's like, why? Like, you can see it in his face where he's like, why are you questioning me? I know what I'm doing. Shut up.
Ezra has already killed too many of us.
Like, I'm literally, can you let me do what I'm trying to do?
I'll mess with him. You don't mess with us. I'm conserving my people.
But, or I'm trying to think of how, when else that happened. I don't know. It's just like any time they question him, I'm like, dude, y'all went out of your way, like, to, like, literally the unknown regions, did all these things for this guy, and you're going to question him? Like, what? You're silly for that.
All right. So let's see. We got, like, so Sabine's out there hunting, and they follow the little naughty guy, and finally we get our reunion. Like, this was huge. This was, like, the best. This is what I've been waiting for this entire series.
I thought they were going to do it in the next episode. I don't know.
You thought it wasn't going to happen?
I didn't know it was going to happen in this episode. Right. I kind of thought it was going to be the finale. Like, I thought they were going to do us like that, where they would just be like, well, all right, there's your boy, and end. Done. No more of him.
I thought it couldn't be in the finale. I was like, you can't do that. Like, if we're going to, we got to find this fool and let him do stuff. Yeah. But anyway, like, so we get him. And they, like, have a nice little cute reunion. They got a nice little family hug.
They didn't make it weird, and I was so happy.
Yeah, so far so good for us, right?
Yes.
So far, so good for the Rogue Rebels, who see Ezra and Sabine as brother and sister forever.
Yes. I was really worried about that.
Not I'm sorry, Jonah. She was doing but anything, in this house, but we're very happy.
Yeah. So I was very happy about that. And she, and, like, they did it with, like, you know, his voice, and then she turns and he's there. And honestly, like, when I saw him, I was like, yeah, that's Ezra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like him, like, looks like him. Yeah, that's my boy. That's my little baby.
Okay, right, like, And this is where I think I can finally, like, say, I think the casting of Sabine and Ezra, I think that's, like, the best. I think that's what makes this series for me. I think they are, like, really, really good. I think they're perfect for their characters, and I think they fit well. Like, it's like Rebels come to life. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, no one that hasn't watched Rebels really knows Ezra. And so, when I went to work, like, I talked with one of my coworkers because I found out that he watched Ahsoka. And I was like, oh, you watched Ahsoka. So you, okay, like, oh, what episode are you on, blah, blah, blah. And we were both caught up. And I was like, okay, do you know Ezra? And he was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Ezra. And I was like, so you also watch Rebels? And then, like, we talked about Rebels. And, and then we were both like, yeah, I wonder, like, what it was like for people to just go in and, like, have this big reveal and then be like, I don't know who that guy is. Like, who is that?
Right. And, I mean, for that matter, it kind of works the same way with Thrawn, right? This guy walks out, he's just blue, and being like, alas, these nightmares and dreams have finally been or whatever. People are like, I'm sorry, what? What'd you say? Huh?
Yeah. But I feel like they do that with villains a lot, where they're like, oh my god, like, have you heard of He Who Shall Not Be Named? And then they shows up and he's like, oh, it's the evil guy. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know.
Yeah. I love the reveal. I love the scene. I love how cute it is. The music is perfect. Like, everything about this, like, hit right, hit home. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to see Ezra. He looks good. He looks cool. He looks like Ezra. I don't know. That looks like a difficult costume.
Those, he looks comfy, though.
Those spats are something else. You need to look spats? At those. Yeah, what's the spats, that? Like the boot cover kind of things. They're like these, like, super detailed leather kind of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
no.
I knew I could count on you.
Oh, there you are. You're back. You're back. The mic's behind your head.
I heard spats.
Okay.
I want those spats.
Okay, talk to me, dude. Ezra,
look.
You've been waiting this whole time.
Look over there.
Where?
See that orange?
Yes.
That's the real man's orange.
By real man, do you mean young Ezra?
Yes.
Okay. So talk to me about adult Ezra, dude. How about, we got the reunion. Ezra and Sabine. Like, you finally get to see Ezra.
Even flow.
I think this is a Jesus meme of some kind.
It's Jesus.
Yeah.
Bible accurate.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Can you guys hear that?
I heard a little something.
Okay, it's gone.
We'll live.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners will be fine. Okay, Axel. Talk to me, dude. Ezra's finally back. Like, are you as excited? Do you love how he, like, are you happy to see him again? You've waited so long. When you last saw Ezra, you were younger than Ezra.
I want him to fight Enoch. I want Enoch and Ezra to have a one-on-one.
And then what? I don't think it looks good for Enoch.
I think it looks pretty good for both of them.
I think Enoch's
Enoch is like a gladiator.
I don't think he can beat Ezra.
I think Enoch is as powerful as
Ravis. Ravis, really? No, yeah, I don't think so.
He looks like a gladiator.
He does look like a gladiator. You're right. And I bet he's got some skills. He might put up a little more fight, like a Django. But I think Ezra is something special.
I think Enoch might be the stormtrooper that beat Luke with a lightsaber.
I don't even think Enoch has those skills. I think, but even if he did, like, Luke beat him later. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he, like, beat Luke when Luke didn't quite know, and then Luke trained a little bit more and got better, and then Luke beat him. Anyway. Forget Enoch. You've already given us your Enoch thoughts, your Ezra thoughts. You are Ezra. Okay, you got nothing to give us?
He's an adult.
Uh-huh.
I love how comfy he looks. I love it. I think it's cute. I miss him so much. I think I physically gasped when I saw him. Like, he's back.
Yeah, he is. Okay. We waited for you all to wake up, and that's all we got?
Who do you think had a cooler entrance? Luke or Ezra?
Ezra.
Ezra.
What? Really?
That's because we're biased.
Yeah.
No, but remember when, like, Luke comes and he kills all the Dark Troopers and you don't even know it's Luke, and so, like, you see the gloved hand and, like, you already know it's him? Mm-hmm. And you think this is better?
Yeah.
You weirdo.
I got way more love for Ezra.
I love Ezra, and I'm still biased towards Luke.
Weird.
But fair. I don't know. I don't think you're biased enough.
Shut up.
But, let me say something. Are you going to do his costume, Axel?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get you a paper goatee. It's going to be awesome.
He has a little beard and facial hair and everything. Like, show enough? You think Kanan would be proud?
Yeah, definitely.
Axel, are you going to grow your hair out like that?
I'm cutting it.
Your facial hair.
No, I'm a Mexican, so I can't grow a full beard.
What?
That's not how that works.
I don't know why, but like light-skinned Mexicans, we just can't.
I'm sure you can. Maybe when you grow up.
I've tried.
Maybe when you grow up.
Yeah, you look way more like Ezra than I do.
Okay, maybe when you grow up.
How about you cut
your hair? You should do an Ezra costume, Dad.
Yeah. And dude, I'll do the Kanan costume.
Maybe you could both be.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, wait, no, Dad. You should do Ezra, and then Axel can do Caleb again.
I just said that. I literally just said that.
Or not Caleb. What's his name? Jason.
Oh, yeah.
No. Sorry. No. No, thank you.
Wait, no. Jason's the one you wanted to do.
No. It's Jason.
That's what she said.
Jason.
I'm doing Caleb. He's cool.
Caleb? Young Caleb?
I wanted to do Caleb.
No, you have Sabine.
Yeah, you can still do Caleb. I told you to put together that. What is that app we use? Cos Planner.
Yeah.
You wanted to do it a minute ago. You were like, can I just do that but bigger?
That was before I realized he was an Oompa Loompa.
Who?
Before you realized or before the internet told you?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
He's an Oompa Loompa.
Who?
Oompa. Anyway, Jason.
So how come he's not a Twi'lek like Boyle's kid is?
Boyle doesn't have a kid.
Then whoever that little kid is.
I don't think we've ever seen a mixed kid.
Yeah, we have.
I don't think so.
You're
talking about Cut LaQuane's family?
Cut LaQuane.
Yeah. I think those kids were around before.
You think that's her last name?
No, they're
yeah, because her name is Sue LaQuane.
No, they're his kids.
Right, but like, I don't know if he was like, this is my last name, right, and now we are married, and you can have my fake last name. Or if she was like, my name is Sue LaQuane, and you can have my last name.
Yeah, I feel like she had a name. And he was like, yeah, that works. He doesn't even have a name. What's your name? Cut.
Okay, but I have beef with that one Vader comic.
Okay, well, let's skip the Vader comics for now. Well, that's a separate podcast. That's a whole podcast.
But there's like a list of like all the remaining Jedi. Mm-hmm. And it says Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
How is it wrong?
Because when the very first Inquisitor comes for Ahsoka, he literally says, you're supposed to be dead, Ahsoka Tano. Mm-hmm. And at the end of Clone Wars, she drops her lightsaber, mm-hmm, which signifies her death when Vader picks it up and sees her battalion was there.
Gotcha.
That's what that meant. And then...
So what's the part you disagree with?
That there's a list that says Ahsoka Tano's alive.
She's not confirmed dead. There's no body.
That's not how this works. How the Inquisitor literally said you're supposed to be dead?
Because when they had the list and when Vader found those sabers is probably out of order.
What do you mean out of order?
She faked her death. Then the comics happen. I don't think Vader found those sabers till later. And then when we see her again, you're supposed to be dead.
Oh.
That was after Vader, quote unquote, confirmed her death.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Okay. Yeah, because it happens like right after Revenge, right?
Oh, no, we don't know.
Well, you said that.
We know that when she hid her sabers was right after
Revenge. No, the comics.
Well, yeah, the comics are pretty close after Revenge. Then that little epilogue on Clone Wars, I think that's undefined. So I think that's further in the future. I don't think that's like right after she crashed the ship.
No, because the ship is there, and remember how it's like, how yeah, it's I not know. Covered in snow, and then like, it becomes that when Vader comes.
Yeah,
I think that is undefined.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that part is undefined.
That's what I said.
No, you said that, like when she buries the clones and drops the sabers.
No, I said when Vader finds it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, agree. The epilogue part, yes. The part that happens after.
You agree?
Yes, that's all what right. I think.
Back to Ezra.
Ezra. Yeah. And then you're all done with Ezra?
No.
That's all you got to say?
No, okay. I want to do Ezra.
No, no, I mean, you're all done, as in you got nothing more to say.
I got some stuff to say.
Okay.
Give me some stuff to say.
All right. That's the end of the episode, pretty much. What else we got? Thrawn goes back, and then he's like, they're like, what does they say? They're like, oh, there is like another Jedi approaching or something. Or like they see, and could it be the recently deceased Ahsoka Tano? And then she's like, but Baylan said that she was dead. Well, he's a Jedi. That means he sucks and is probably a liar. That was so we must regard him as flawed. Ouch.
Which is fair. That's like when someone's like, when I'm like, hey, is this, you know, if the rice was done? And then my chef is like, oh, the PM shift is going to do it. I'm like, okay, so the rice will not be done tomorrow. So I must do rice tomorrow.
You're telling your coworkers, I will once again require the use of your dark magics. Yeah. So I thought that was funny. And then I think, is this where he's like, I don't know, maybe that's later. Is this like, is it either here or is it later where he's like, give me everything. I want to know who her master is, when she graduated, who her friends are.
It's now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Find me everything you can find on Ahsoka Tano. End of episode.
What's her social security?
Social security number. Job history. Education.
How many years of experience does she have?
How many degrees?
If someone asked me for that number, am I supposed to give it to them?
No.
What is
it? I forget exactly? I have a degree.
You do.
But what is it? What's that number? No, but...
It's like for work.
But like, what is it? What is it?
I don't know how to explain it to you on a podcast. What's the purpose? I don't need to explain it to you on a podcast. We'll talk about this later.
Why does it exist? Why does it matter?
It's important.
But for what?
For lots of things.
Name Wait, what?
Not right now. Anyway, what else we got? I don't know. So you got Captain Enoch and Ezra Bridger, and you really like Enoch's face.
His face is cool.
All of Enoch.
Yeah, it is really cool. He does have all of the troopers, I think, are really cool. But Enoch looks rad.
It looks like really weird. But, like, it's growing on me.
I mean, yeah, but it is, like, crazy and weird.
I think it's supposed in a really to be cool weird.
Star Wars way.
So, like, it's doing a good job.
Yeah. Very pleased and very excited, and everything looks cool. So, got a couple more episodes to talk. And I guess that's it for this one. Any final thoughts? We all good? All right, then I guess we'll catch you guys on the next episode. I think there's only two more episodes left. And then boom. Boom.
Boom.
All right. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like, rate, subscribe, share. Give us a review, 5 stars. We have an Ahsoka playlist that has all these episodes on it. If you just want to roll through that, or if you like High Republic, I got one of those too. Or if you like other things that are Star Wars, I have lots of playlists on Spotify, so go check them out. Much love, much Star Wars. And yep. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Make sure to give us peace and love too.